What a pleasant opportunity to meet up today as we inaugurate a project executed in cooperation between Unifil and the municipality to assist in extending a helping hand to farmers to plant and irrigate their lands and harvest their crops.
Hassan Hijazi, the mayor of the southeastern Lebanese village of Blida, praises a major agricultural and public garden project undertaken by UNIFIL's Nepalese contingent in cooperation with local authorities. Visiting the newly built rainwater ponds and comfortable recreational zone created just next to them, Mr. Hijazi added that these projects will enhance and strengthen the friendship and relationship between UNIFIL and the locals. More details will come in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. An open field close to the blue line has been drastically transformed. A few ponds covered with natural stones have been built where an intermittent stream previously made its way. During his presentation at the inauguration, Ali Ghazi, secretary of Blida municipality, said that in the past the water from the stream was wasted. From now on, because of the collection ponds funded by UNIFIL Nepalese Battalion, the water will be preserved and put to good use.
These ponds collect water. They are a total of 5 ponds which benefit the farmers in their farming, and the water will not be wasted anymore.
Just next to the ponds, a small but pleasant garden has been planted as a part of the project, and benches have been provided for those wishing to enjoy picnics and meeting friends. This place, Ali Ghazi pointed out, has all the potential to turn into a community meeting hub.
This Sunday, before the inauguration of the project, people were already there. It's a very successful project, a great project.
Having said this in Arabic, he then added emotionally in English,
"It's beautiful, beautiful."
The ribbon cutting crowned the inauguration ceremony and capped off many months spent on developing the project and its implementation. UNIFIL's Nepalese contingent invested $30,000 in the project. Major Madaf Katka, a CIMIC officer with the Nepalese battalion, also known as NEPBAT, said in his interview to UNIFIL Radio,
This is by far the largest CIMIC project in terms of scope and funding by Nepali Army, which obviously complements the UNIFIL efforts in, you know, harmonizing civil-military relations and confidence building in southern Lebanon. This project is about 1,564 feet long, consisting of, as you see in the field, ponds, connecting canals, garden, flyover, tents, concrete benches, tables, etc. And it realize it's important since there is the scarcity of water in Blida. As you know, olive field requires much water for its productivity. Hence, this project was envisioned.
UNIFIL's Nepalese contingent was not the only stakeholder in implementing the project. They worked in close cooperation with Blida municipality. Ali Ghazi, secretary of the Blida municipality, recalled.
With the Nepalese battalion, we were both so cooperative. Our work was coordinated and very good. We did not face any problems. We were in constant communication and the project was very successful. And to me, it's one of the best projects implemented. When we received the idea of this project from the Nepalese contingent, there was an agreement that the municipality would take the lead. And at the same time, all workers were from the village and that helped economically. That is why all the contractors providing sand, pebbles and stones were all from Blida village.
Because of this, the project helped ease some of the economic difficulties the COVID-19 pandemic and the country's unprecedented multiple crises have caused to local farmers. You are listening to UNIFOR Radio program Salam from the South, and we are talking today about a major agricultural and public garden project implemented jointly by UNIFOR Nepalese peacekeepers and Blida municipality. The Blida project showcases efforts that UNIFIL is making in Lebanon to implement its mandate under Security Council Resolution 1701 and helping host communities. The Nepalese battalion's commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Rajib Tapa, said,
"Well, I always follow a 3C formula, that is coordination, cooperation, and collaboration with the local community, and that is the key to maintaining symbiotic relationship with the local authority and also the local community. In addition, NEBAD deeply respects cultural values and sentiments of the local community while carrying out its operational activities in and around the village."
The Nepali Army's history of peace support operations began in Lebanon in 1958. With the formation of UNIFIL in 1978, Nepal was among the first countries to deploy contingents in South Lebanon. Therefore, this project is a reflection of long-standing cordial relations between Nepali peacekeepers and the local communities. As the battalion's commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Rajib Tapa, pointed out,
"Health, education, environment, and agriculture. Some of the important supports that we carried out last year were quality dental service and emergency medical service to the community, virtual health awareness session, dental hygiene awareness to the children's and dental kit distribution, stationery distribution to the school and the municipalities, cleaning and restoration of park and forts, establishing corridor for the market, and carrying out market work."
As the Nepalese battalion's commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Tapa, put it, the construction of the agricultural pond and public park in Blida was the culmination of NEBAT initiatives for the last year.
"I feel proud and satisfied with the successful completion of these projects. It has also helped to establish a mutual confidence and trust between the UNIFIL and the local community."
As the guests attending the inauguration ceremony were bidding farewell, Blida Mayor Hassan Hijazi once again expressed his gratitude to those who helped to implement the agricultural ponds and public garden project, which he called extremely important as it benefits the majority of Blida residents. No doubt, Mr. Hijazi said, "Projects like this will enhance and strengthen the friendship and relationship between UNIFIL and the locals." Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.